Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of September 12th. Steve Suman prepared this report. Well, the forecast for this week predicts beautiful, mild, and sunny weather for the first half of the week, but possibly switching to rainy from Wednesday night through the weekend. We're looking at daytime highs in the 70s and nighttime lows in the 40s, so pretty nice overall. Let's check in with Jared at Hayward Bait, see what's going on there. Jared says, musky action continues to pick up with the cooling weather. Fish are in varied depths, some in 10 to 15 feet, and others tucked in into the shoreline. Small bucktail, spinnerbaits, glide baits, and jerk baits are all producing success. But remember that baits will get bigger as the water cools. Walleyes are deep, but deep depends on the water body. Fish could be in 25 to 40 feet in clear lakes, or as shallow as 10 feet in stained lakes and somewhat clustered on the bottom. Use your graph to pick out packs of fish. Action is slow and many anglers are flatline and planer board trolling, crawler harnesses, and crankbaits. Other anglers are fishing live bait rigs or snap jigging in deep water. Northern pike action is steady. Many anglers are catching pike by accident while musky, walleye, or bass fishing. Look for areas concentrating other game fish parallel to areas that hold good quantities of bluegills or baitfish. Live bait, spinners, jerkbaits, plastics, and others are working well on northern. Largemouth and smallmouth bass are scattered, but will start to become very active and very aggressive with the cooler temperatures. Fish can be picky throughout the summer, but in fall they eat first and question later. Fast-moving crankbaits and jerkbaits will soon replace slower techniques such as Ned rigs, dropshot rigs, and slow-retrieve plastics. Crappies are holding on cribs and weed beds in 10 to 20 feet. Drifting small plastics and crappie minnows under bobbers across their face has worked well all summer. Bluegills and perch have been relatively quiet for a week or so. Great. Thanks, Jarrett. The Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. will host its 44th annual Fall Muskie Tournament Friday, September 30th through Sunday, October 2nd. The tournament offers more than $30,000 in prizes, and each registered angler is in the grand prize drawing for a Lund boat, motor, and trailer. You must be present to win. The entry fee is $90 or $110 after September 15th. And $25 for ages 16 and younger. You can enter in person at Jenks Bait and Tackle or in person or by phone at Hayward Bait. Their number is 715-634-2921. You can enter until 11 p.m. Thursday, September 29th. For more information, you can go to muskiesinc-hayward.org. Or you can call them at 715-634-4543. Let's get to the fishing report. Muskie action is good to very good with the cooling weather. Fish are lurking on weeds and weed edges from shallow to mid-depths and deeper. For now, smaller bucktails, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, gliders, jerkbaits, and topwaters are working well. Vary your retrieve speeds and be sure to figure eight when you get back to the boat. As the fall cool down proceeds, fish will begin to prefer bigger baits and musky suckers. The walleye fishing slow but improving. Fish are near the bottom of the deepest areas of most lakes, in anywhere from 8 to 35 feet or deeper, on rocks, break lines, points, and humps. Anglers are using crawlers and minnows on jigs, snap jigging jigging wraps, and similar baits along the bottom, and trolling crankbaits, crawler harnesses, and live bait rigs with some success. Try shallower weed lines just before and into dark. The northern pike action's good to very good in or on shallow to mid-depth thick weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and any areas that hold concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Baits of choice include sucker minnows, spinners, spinner baits, spoons, bucktails, beetle spins, shad wraps, chatter baits, jerk baits, and plastics. The largemouth bass fishing is good to very good on shallow weeds, weed edges, wood, lily pads, slop, and near panfish concentrations. Best baits include crankbaits, spinners, spinnerbaits, swim jigs, jerkbaits, plastics, dropshot rigs, Ned rigs, and live bait. Smallmouth bass fishing is good. Fish are in deep, hard-bottom areas on a variety of weeds, wood, rock, cribs, and other structure. Work crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastics, Ned rigs, dropshot rigs, and wacky worms near the bottom. Crappie fishing is fair to good and getting better. Look for fish in 8 to 22 feet in basins, on cribs, weeds, brush, and other structure, and suspending. Check the entire water column. Crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and under slip bobbers, mimic minnows, mini mites, and beetle spins are all catching crappies. Bluegill and perch fishing is good for numbers in shallow, weedy areas and off docks. For bigger fish, they'll look for deeper weeds, brush, and structure. Waxies, worms, crawler chunks, and plastics on small jigs under bobbers are working. Some upcoming events for you. Bear season's open. It opened on the 7th. Hook and line lake sturgeon season is open. It opened on September 3rd. Early goose season is open and will be closing on the 15th, but then regular goose season opens on the 16th. On September 17th, coming right up, deer archery crossbow season opens, as does ruffed grouse zone A, turkey, crow, cottontail for the northern zone, and squirrel. Also on September 17th is the 39th annual Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. Want to know more? Call 612-518-8234. September 17th and 18th is the DNR's Youth Waterfowl Hunt. Check their website for more details. September 18th is the Fishing Has No Boundaries Fall Fundraiser, which is going to take place at Northland Lodge. You can find out more by calling them at 800-243-3462. First day of fall coming up, September 22nd. September 24th, woodcock season opens. Also duck in the northern zone. September 24th is also the date for the Hayward Fall Festival. It runs all day, a week from Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out more, call 715-634-8662. And Cable Fall Fest is also on September 24th. You can call them for details at 715-798-3833. If you want to know anything more about what's going on in our neighborhood, go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com, where you can see the online calendar of events. If you have any other questions, just give us a call down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. Hey, have a great day and a great week.